Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah Parsha's Vayechid, that's Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and Yosef had positioned Menashe and Ephraim in front of Yaakov to receive a bracha, but Yaakov had switched his hands, and he placed his right hand on Ephraim's head instead of Menashe's head. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayar Yosef, and Yosef saw, Ki Yoshes Aviv Yad Yemina El Resh Ephraim, that his father had placed his right hand on the head of Ephraim, Vayar Be'enav, and it was displeasing to his eyes, Vayismachad Aviv L'Hasir Oysam El Resh Ephraim El Resh Menashe, and he supported his father's hand to remove it from the head of Ephraim to put it on the head of Menashe. Vayomer Yosef Yaviv, Yosef said to his father, Leichein Avi, not so my father, ki zeh habachar, because this one is the firstborn. Simi minchal roshai, place your right hand on his head. Vayomer Aviv, but his father refused. Vayomer, he said, Yodati bini Yodati, I know my son, I know. Gam hu yel am gam hu yigdal, he's also going to be a nation and he's going to be great. V'ulam, however, achiv hakatan yigdal mimenu, his younger brother is going to be greater than him. Vizari yemalei agayim, and his offspring will fill the nations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. What does that mean? Yodati bini Yodati, Shua Bachar, I know that he's the firstborn. Gam hu yel am, he will be great. Sha'asid Gidon Lassis Menu. Gidon, who's one of the Shaiftim, he's going to come from Menashe. Shakash Baruch Hu Aisin Nesel Yaday. Hashem didn't nace through Gidon. But V'ulam Achva Katan Yigdal Menu. Ephraim's going to be greater than him. Sha'asid Yeshua Lassis Menu. Yeshua's going to come from Ephraim. Shiyan Chel Sa'aretz, he's going to inherit the land. V'lami Tarli Yisrael. And he's going to teach Tarli Klai Yisrael. And Vizari Yemalai Agayim. What does that mean? That his offspring will fill the nation. Kol Oilim Yismali Betes Shema Yishmai. The entire world is going to be filled with the knowledge of Yeshua. Kishayamid Chame Begivon V'yarech Be'imek Ayaloin. When he had the sun stay in its place and the moon stay in its place, everyone knew about it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Vayivarchem Bayemahu, and he blessed them on that day. Lemar saying, "B'chay Yivarch Yisrael Lemar, by you, Klai Yisrael is going to be blessed." Saying, "Yisimcha Elikim, Hashem should make you Kefraim Menashe like Ephraim Menashe." Yasim as Ephraim lifnei Menashe, and he placed Ephraim before Menashe in this bracha. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav B'chay Yivarch Yisrael, Habal Yivarch Hizbanu. If someone who comes to bless his children, Yivarchem Bebrachasam, he's going to bless them with your bracha. V'yaymer Ish Lebnoi, a person is going to tell his son, "Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim Menashe." Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. Vayosem as Ephraim b'vuchasa lifnei Menashe. He placed Ephraim in his bracha before Menashe. And what relevance does that have? Like dima b'digalim b'chanukas hanasim, that in the travel formations in the midbar he comes first, and in the inauguration of the Mishkan Ephraim came before Menashe. And back to Pasuk Chaval, Vayomer Yisrael Yosef. Yisrael said to Yosef, Hina yonaychimez. Behold, I'm going to die. V'hayo l'kim machem. Hashem will be with you. V'heshev eschem el eretz avaseichem, and he's going to bring you back to the land of your forefathers. V'ani, as for me, nosati l'cha shchem achad alchecha. I've given you one more shchem than your brother. Asher l'kachti miyado emayri, that I took from the hands of the emayri, becharbi ubakashti, with my bow and my sword. Let's see Rashi with your pasuk of Beis. What does this pasuk mean? Vani nosati l'cha, I'm giving you. L'fishata tarech l'sasik b'kvurasi, since you're troubling yourself to be involved in my burial, v'gam ani nosati l'cha nachlash t'kavir ba, I'm also giving you a portion that you could be buried in. V'ezu, what is that? Zu shchem, that's referring to shchem. Shnemar says, as atzmas Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim kavru b'shchem, so Yosef was buried in shchem. So over here we're understanding the pasuk as literally, Vani nosati l'cha shchem achad alchecha, I'm giving you another shchem. Shchem echad alchecha, says Rashi, shchem mamash, actually shchem. He tiyeh lecha chelek echad yisrael alchecha, that's going to be an extra portion over your brothers. Becharbi lekashti, what does that mean? I got it with my bow and my sword. Kshahargu Shimon v'Levi's anshi shchem, when Shimon and Levi killed out everyone shchem, niskatsu kol sviyo yisayim l'zdavig lehem, all the surrounding nations gathered in order to fight for them. V'chagar Yaakov claim l'chama kenegdan, and Yaakov, he girded his battle gear and he went out to fight them, and so therefore he actually won shchem. Davarach, another understanding of shchem echad, what does that mean? He had b'chayra, this is referring to the b'chayra, the firstborn. Shiyit lubanu shnei chalakim, because his sons, they took two portions. Ushchem, and what does the word shchem over here mean? Ushain chelaku, it just means a portion. Kitargumai. V'harbi yishloidem mikra, there's many similar things in the Torah when we have the word shchem meaning portion. Kisa shisema shechem, tashis soini lefani lechalakim, achalka shchem, derchi ratzhu shchema, ish chalkai la'avda shchem echad. Asher lakachti miyad ha'emayri, what does it mean? I took it from the emayri. Miyad Esav, this is referring to Esav. Sha'asa ma'isa emayri, he did the deeds of an emayri. Davarach, another understanding of why Esav is called emayri, shahayat sad aviv be'imre fiv, he would trap his father with the sayings of his mouth, and Mayri is like the sayings of his mouth. Becharbi Bekashi was me with my bow and my sword. He chachmasi tfilasi, that's my wisdom and my tefillah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the fourth Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.